Welcome everyone to our podcast, Center for the Study of Truth. Welcome here, Stephen Mager, your host. Today we continue our journey in the tarot deck and explore our journey of our soul according to the Tree of Life and Kabbalah and other traditions like Hebrew letters and astrology. And we start the series with kind of starting point of our soul in the journey of the life and how we can progress and understand the natural law and all the nature around us and our and aspects of the energy that govern the universe. So today we speak about the card number 6, the Lovers. The Lovers is related to the inner communication with your soul and essence of yourself. Is not only the communication with others, is also the communication with your soul and your pure essence and self treasures that you have. The intellectual relationships with others, people, also healthy communication skills is also related to the Gemini sign of the zodiac that speak about the communication, like the with Mercury planet, also related to the Mercury planet. And this is like inner dialogue back to the source of our origins as a mankind, because we need to understand if we want to progress our soul, we need to how we can progress ourselves in the spiritual and became higher consciousness and higher awareness is to back to our source of our origins, to investigate, to study, to know more about our origins, from where the mankind arrived, because all these controllers and dark priests want us to disconnect from our origin, mankind, how we arrive and the knowledge about that. They want to destroy it and want to get far and far from this. Okay, so let's start the union of the holy masculine and the holy feminine as divine energy surge into manifestation. Stable dualities were formed. The great work is a marriage of these dualities of manifestation, a return to the primal state. It means we need to understand, we need to have balance between the masculine and the feminine pillars of our consciousness to arrive to marriage, of alchemical marriage of these aspects of feminine and masculine, the self-defense principle and the non-aggression principle in the other side. And this card is represent that, the marriage between them, a return to the primal state that of the mankind origins, like Adam and Eve and all this history of the genetic manipulation. I'm not go to discuss about this in this tarot series, but this all about to discover our origin from where we arrive. The path may be considered the aspect of the Garden of Eden from which mankind was expelled, but to which it may earn re-entry by consciously dealing with what has been called the inner sun and the inner moon. Inner sun is speak about the masculine power, the creative power. The moon is speak about the feminine aspect, the emotions, the inner aspect of us. The whole key to the great work is the uniting of this sun and the moon under Mercury, that also representing by Mercury, the Gemini, the planet ruling Gemini. So important to understand that, critical to understand this, and the great work is to marriage this, communication, inner communication of us with our soul, and marriage of two aspects of our consciousness, the masculine and the feminine, the two pillars, the two holy pillars. We need to unite them together and unite the both aspects of our brain, the left and the right, as you see here, the masculine, the feminine, and the Garden of Eden, with this amazing allegory you see. If you see the sun shines in the beneath and a great winged figure like Cupid with arms extended, peering down influences. In the foreground are two human figures, male and female, unveiled before each other. And as it Adam and Eve, when they first occupied the paradise of the earthly body, this also speak about this Garden of Eden, the history of the mankind, that we not arrive by natural way in this form. I also don't want to go deeper in this subject, but I just look in the allegory, what is try to tell us in the how we can communicate with each other and with ourselves. Behind this man you see the tree of life with fires. They represented the fire element, that is the creative, the transformative power. And you see this is like a 12 fruits of fire, okay? 12 is number of 12 of things of zodiac, 12 months, 12 tribes, a lot of meaning of this number in geometry, the 12th number. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil behind the woman. And you see the serpent winding around it, that representing the fertility, wisdom, scientific and genetical knowledge that the gods have before, before the mankind arrived, that the gods have this scientific genetic knowledge that they provide, that they give to humans by the genetics, that they modificate this. And technological skills, the origin of the mankind. This is the serpent represent behind the woman, and the tree of life, the good and the evil. Let's continue. Another interesting thing to see, you have the word haregesh. Regesh in Hebrew is emotion, okay? From which the following is derived. Resh is related to the sun. The sun card from the deck will go much deeper in these cards in the further videos, but today I want to relate this to this letters. Is interesting to understand that the moon also related to the high priestess that we speak about. We will speak about the priestess more later, and we have the shin also, the fire. The divine fire. So Regesh means the sun, moon, and the fire. Sun and moon together, the wisdom, the holistic intelligence. The sun is representing the self-defense principle, the action, the transformation, and the holy fire that wakes up. If we unite this together, these two energies of the sun and the moon, we have the fire, the divine fire wake up. On the tarot card, the sun is the man, the moon is the woman, and the divine fire above the abyss is represented by the angel of Cupid that we speak about more in this slides. For the slides, we'll arrive to this. If we see the three cards that govern the word Regesh, that is emotion in Hebrew, we see the sun and the high priestess, the moon, and the judgment is the Shin. We see this combination of the sun and the moon and the wisdom and the holistic intelligence and the purity of the sun, the energy of the sun, the masculine, and the Shin, the divine fire, that we see the Cupid twice. We see the Cupid also in the lovers, that both the woman and the man in the picture. So here you see it again. This is also all these cards we'll speak about the further videos in much more deeper aspects of this, but this is just scratching the surface to just relate this the lovers to this card I speak about. So let's continue. The explanation of this is case states that the sun is self-consciousness, while the moon is subconsciousness. These are both aspects of the one life breath, each working through half of the body. Example, you have breathed in and you have breathed out, is corruption and integration, is gravitation and radiation, is evolution and dissolution, is plus and minus, is negative and positive. We have this masculine and feminine aspect everywhere in the universe, in all the levels. We have this relationship between the masculine and the feminine, even in our breath, that we breathe in and breathe out. This is the masculine and the feminine aspect also. And also here we speak about that. So, and when the solar and the lunar correlates to the life power are rightly perceived, rightly discriminated, and when their operation is kept in proper order, is the personality of the man engaged in the practice becomes free, unobstructed channel for the outpouring of the cosmic life force. You can wake up the cosmic life force if you combine this power together. You have the alchemical marriage of the masculine and feminine. This, all this, the lovers speak about the masculine and feminine, the origin of the mankind from the Garden of Eden, that we speak about also. We will speak about the version of Thoth that I like more, especially in this in this card. I like more the Thoth version because it's more accurate, is more details inside. But here also is very, very beautiful allegory as well. Consummation of this marriage requires a death. Requires a death. I needed to successfully pursue this path across the abyss means the death even of one's own higher self. I speak about the death before, that death need to occur also in the life. This does not mean we live now and we need to die and reborn, sorry, not live. The life is internal. The death can happen when we live also now. We can change ourselves, put in death our old thinking, put in death our old self, and be a new one, recreate a new one. So you need to put in death your old aspects to become a better person, a more moral person, more understanding, more closer to truth. So you need to die first before and reborn again as a new person. A new person as a better understanding and more higher awareness. So let's go to back to the slide. Is a willful and total self-destruction and immersion into the divine. The separation and reintegration of the dual components of the manifest self demands. Subordination of the ego to the one divine principle. That we mean we can manifest better reality if we combine these powers together. We have this alchemical process that going together, and we put in let the ego stand on our way. Okay. Only then we can reach the divine power, the divine fire that the occupant is representing in this card. In the Thoth version, we have a little different picture, but more in details. Me personally like more this version. Okay, what is shown here is the royal marriage of opposites, preceded over by the hooded figure, who is at once the hermit and the personification of the Mercury. Above are the figures of Eve and Lilith, with Cupid aiming an arrow symbolizing the willpower. Okay? Also, the Thelemic tradition speak about the willpower, the love under will. The will is the love. The divine will need to be with purpose of natural law, with harmony with natural law, harmony with truth. Okay? Not just egoistic will of myself. So above are the figures of Eve and Lilith, that the Cupid above, that he shot the arrow, is representing the will. The marriage takes place between the Black King and the White Queen. He wears a gold crown, bears a lance, and attended by the Red Lion. His black child interchange with the White Queen's child, holds the base of the king's lance, and in one hand and a club in the other. She is attended by the white eagle and her white child, who carries flowers in one hand and supports the base of the grail in the other. In the lower section of the card, this is what I most like, is the winged opic egg, the cosmic egg we speak about before, the very essence of life itself, which is product of the union. We understand that the egg is the purity, is the go back to the origins, also the uniting together. Like this, we can born something new, something better. And we see the snake, also the serpent, around this egg, that represent the fertility and wisdom and origins of the mankind. And we see the two children of the queen and the king. They are also combined together with the two objects they holding, the supporting. The woman is a supporter, is a power of supporting, and the man is the protector, is the who do the stuff, who create the stuff, who. This is the creative force with the supporting force. Okay? This is womb. The womb is supporting. It's like you put the flower inside, the plant inside the soil, inside the earth, and the earth is supporting the soil. The egg, the seed. And like this, it will grow and give fertility. So this is amazing allegory that you can understand, that this is a combination of the masculine and feminine in the both sides, and a lot of symbology here interesting, that like this you can born something better and create a better world, only if you combine these powers together. And we as a species understand that individually, and understand that how the universe working also in the same way. We know if any difference, any part of the universe working in these principles, the masculine and the feminine, that united together, they part from the one force, the higher force, the creator itself, that this is built by two opposite powers, like the breathe in and breathe out, the same everywhere, the same in electricity, the same in everywhere you're looking for, you will understand these principles working together. Anything created, they created by these two forces. Okay? So, I want to remind about our website is stephenmager.com. You can check out our website, and if you want to donate to continue our channel to grow and our platform to give the message of truth to the public outside, that to create the freedom and create a better world for us, to understand ourselves as individuals, and to heal ourselves and to heal the society that we live in. And this is the way, this is the purpose we do here, this is the great work. I provide also services in the mystical power of wisdom of ancient runes and tarot reading and guidance and dive into your own spiritual diagnostics and life orientations. And if you have an animals and you want to understand the relationship with animals and humans, I also deal with this. And my email, you can if you have some questions, you can send me an email and ask me directly, and or you can enter to the website stephenmager.com. Thank you very much to listen to me. We'll continue our journey in the tarot in the next chapters. See you soon. Bye bye. Be encouraged and inspired, and continue to do the great work. Bye bye. Stephen Mager, Center for the Study of Truth. See you soon.